cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Paul. This is Cutting the Matrix on January 12, 2012. For newcomers, you should always make the use of cuttingthroughmatrix.com website. You'll find some of the 1,000 audios for download for free. And hopefully you'll understand this massive, incredibly massive old system that really runs the world. Vastly different from the one you're taught to believe in. And I go into the histories of the organizations that came together. And how they meet their foundations and their purposes, and right down to you taking over all the world's resources a long, long, long time ago, including the people in it, of course, too, and bringing in their organized society, a sort of technotronic society or technical society, a society where experts rule the world, and why bother with politicians and things like that, post-democratic eventually, and that's where we're heading into today, actually. And they want to bring down the population to a manageable size, and using science, once again, they can create a new type of human, basically, servant, which won't need entertainment, won't need law enforcement to look after them. Something like 7 of 9 of the old Star Trek series. You just get plugged in at night to recharge and let loose the next day. And it's pretty much on that keel that we're talking about tonight, too. There's so much going on in that area that you wouldn't believe, really, how it all ties together. It's deliberate. It's not accidental. It isn't just willy-nilly scientific outfits independent of each other going on in the same direction. It's definitely directed for all science. You see, all science is directed by grants, and those who are the grant makers, they direct the course of the planet and society as well. So help yourself to the website, as I say. And when you're at it, remember, you bring me to you. You're the audience that bring me to you, so you can buy the books and discs. I've got it cuttingthroughmatrix.com. I don't bring on advertisers as guests to sell you anything. I don't have shares in anything that's sold either. And if you keep me going, then you get an alternate to in-depth look at the history behind the system that's running us today. And every part of this plan, by the way, that we're living through right now with all these bank crashes, amalgamations of countries into, you know, like the EU superpowers, all that was decided over 100 years ago that would actually do this. In fact, Karl Marx talked about it in the 1800s. We're going through a deliberate plan. Now, as I say, from the US to Canada to order materials that I sell, you can use a personal check or an international postal money order from the post office, or you can use PayPal. Some people send cash across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and once again, PayPal. And really, straight donations are terribly welcome in these depressing inflationary times, as they say. Now, when you do understand what's happening in the world, and you realize the big authors that did put lots of good books out there in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s even, people who worked in the big global think tanks that in turn were employed by the big international bankers, the big organizations that were wanting to bring in a kind of socialist type society, they decided that socialism was the easiest way to make a country uniform and culture uniform. And use that same uniformity across the whole planet. They call it democracy today, which also involves liberalism, which is the same thing as communism. As far as Khrushchev is concerned, that's what he said. He says, in America, we don't call it communism, we call it liberalism. And you keep wondering why liberalism goes into these strange, offbeat, way-out topics that become priorities for pushing in political correctness and PC circles. Well, it's all because it must destroy the old culture for us to bring in the new. And I mean utterly stamp every bit of decency into the dust to bring in the new society. That's what you're living through today. You're wondering why there's so many things apparently more important than others. And when you bring in this world society, as I say, it's through stealth, it's through lies, it's through deception. And people like Bertrand Russell, big players, he's worked in so many global think tanks, designing the culture of today, 50 years ago. It's just astonishing. It's all coming true. Back with more. After
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Through the Matrix. I'm just talking about the big system that we live in. It's called this global society, as they like to call it, or they tell us to call it that, actually, in the newspapers, which they own, of course, go along with it, and eat part of that, too. But in reality, as I say, it's been planned a long time ago, and if you go into, say, the authors who worked planning the cultures that would be brought in step by step by step a long time ago, like Bertrand Russell, you'll find out that they're never wrong. They actually bring it in the way they wanted to bring all the parts in, step by step by step, until they utterly debase society. And it's not just for the sake of debasement, it's so that that culture can never rise again and be self-sufficient or stand together as a particular culture. This was proven not long ago, again, by the assistant prime minister in Britain, Tony Blair, who said in mainstream that he was told to open the floodgates of Britain wide open to all immigration to deliberately destroy what was left of the British culture so they could never, ever reform and go back to anything that it was. This technique's been used across the globe as well. So it's been used as a weapon. Who'd have thought that multiculturalism would be used as an actual weapon? But everything is used as a weapon when you've got a big, big agenda. Bertrand Russell also said that eventually you'll have two tiers, two types of people. Those who'll be the managerial class, basically the bureaucratic types. But he says that the true leaders of society will eventually not be a distinct class, but a distinct species. Because they'll be raised from birth, knowing what the truth of everything was. He also said that two of the university students who pry too much into the different findings they were getting in experimentation as opposed to the official findings they're supposed to find would be told, pulled aside and told if they wanted to value their career, they go along with previously done studies on things. In other words, we would have two branches of science. The science is given to the general public as a reality, and the sciences are held in secret by those who hold the power. Now, here's an article today from Britain, and things from the British Medical Journal. It says, misconduct pervades the UK research. Well, I've been talking about this for years. UK research is plagued with misconduct, according to a survey of 2,700 scientists by the British Medical Journal. They found that 13% had first-hand knowledge of UK-based researchers deliberately altering or fabricating data, while 6% were aware of misconduct that had not properly been investigated. The BMJ released the results at a conference in London where experts pushed for stronger action to tackle what they said was a problem being ignored by many universities, hospitals and other scientific institutions. And it goes on and on and on, and it mentions the fact that students were warned, just as I said just a minute ago, they were warned that they wanted to value their career to go just keep quiet and go along with the official statistics, etc., etc., etc. And that's how things have come to pass, because it's planned that way. Like everything else is planned that way. And there's no real oversight committee whatsoever in Britain. There's one kind of voluntary one that runs through universities for a little funding, etc. Even that is probably compromised as well, since you'll find that university professors have been involved with it too. And they're all basically placed in their chairs by those who rule the system. So that's how the world really is. But isn't it astonishing to always read the old players who helped design this system to do with culture, everything, that we would be living in right now, who are long dead, people who are long dead, and it's all come to pass as they planned it. It wasn't just speculation. It wasn't just, I imagine, in the future there will be. This was actually world planning, world meetings to bring this system in. Quite something, isn't it? And what we also know, too, is Russell and many other ones talked about all the same things that Marx talked about. And so he's a British lord, hereditary lord, too, talking about bringing down the population, sterilization of the public, stuff like that. They'd have to do it. Well, again, it's not imagination, it's not wishful thinking, it's not hope. These guys plan things and they bring it to pass. That's why you have a world today which is essentially fascist, with corporations either being working for government or actually running over governments and telling governments what to do. You can't really tell the difference now, because they go in and out of corporations into politics and back and forth all the time now. This article is from India. And in India, there is a big test bed for genetically modified food, as it is too with big pharma and vaccinations. There have been so many deaths from vaccinations, and they might actually cover it up here, because the system is the caste system, and it's terribly corrupt. It's easy to bribe. But anyway, it says that renowned filmmaker and social activist Mahesh Bhatia launched a scathing attack on biotech multinational companies and their nexus with regulatory bodies for unleashing what he describes as bioterrorism in the country. The Rothschilds has bought up so much of India after they put the farmers out of business deliberately and poisoned their water supplies and all the rest of it. And now they've brought in their GM seeds and so on. Speaking of at a function organized to launch his new film, Poison on the Platter, directed by Iyaj Kenshin, that said in their mad rush to capture the multi-billion-dollar market Indian agriculture and food industry, the biotech MNCs are bulldozing warnings by scientists about the adverse impact of GM foods on health and environment, and hurtling the mankind towards a disaster which will be far more destructive than anything the world has seen so far, simply because it will affect every single person living on this planet. And that's true, it's already doing it. We're going sterile, our immune systems are shot. And they know this, they've always known this at the top. You don't bring in, like Monsanto, people who work in the biowarfare industry to make your food, folks. That's filmmaker makes a mockery of government in India's claim of not allowing import of any GM foods in the country, as it conclusively demonstrates that supermarkets in India are flooded with harmful foodstuff, and biotech MNCs are cashing in on ignorance and unsuspecting consumers in India. Indians are unfortunately kept in the dark, and the corporations are hatching strategies to cash in on their ignorance. Poison the platter for an attempt to generate awareness amongst consumers. journals across the world, this is true, this is so darn true, have repeatedly shown that they cause bleeding stomachs and adversely affect brain, livers, lungs, kidney, pancreas, and intestines. They've even been linked to higher offspring mortality, and they cause infertility. We know that even with soya, the third generation are fed nothing but the GM soya, and like mice, etc., they end up totally sterile. Well, that happens with you too, folks. Yeah. We're being altered, big time, on purpose. Just, are we ready to eat a food that has the potential to stunt our growth, impair our immune system, and adversely affect all our vital organs, asks Ajay Kanchan, director of the documentary, adding that it's shocking that instead of protecting the interests of farmers and consumers, regulatory bodies in India are pandering to the greed of biotech MNCs like Monsanto, whose track record is littered with lies, deceptions, and notorious ability to corrupt the regulatory bodies all over the world. But you've got to stop right there and say, well, how come they've got this power to do it? It's because, you see, the biowarfare industry is part of this big global structure. It also fulfills the political, social agenda of depopulation, etc., 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 and sterility. That's why. It's part of the military-industrial complex. That's why it gets all this power. As I can say with absolute confidence, there's irrefutable, overwhelming evidence that genetically engineered foods are harmful and that they're not being evaluated properly by the governments of India, the U.S., the European Union, or anywhere in the world. Again, you're going to say, well, how come, eh? Said Jeffrey M. Smith, founding director of the Institute of Responsible Technology and author of two well-respected books on health impact of GM foods called Seeds of Deception and Genetic Roulettes, adding that this is one of the most dangerous technologies ever introduced on Earth that's being deployed in our food supply. It's madness. What we need is a political willingness to say no more. I think it would take a bit more than that, actually, to get it to get anything done at all. Now, this article ties in with it, this next one, because it's a big study. It's been done by China, and it says the very real danger of genetically modified foods, stuff we were all prattling about years ago, but nobody wanted to listen back then. And it says Chinese researchers have found small pieces of ribonucleic acid, that's your RNA, in the blood and organs of humans who eat rice. This is a modified rice. Nanjing University-based team showed that this genetic material will bind to proteins in human liver cells and influence the uptake of cholesterol from the blood. You ever wonder why suddenly everything changed in the 70s, late 70s, everybody in America started to bloat outwards? You ever wonder why suddenly it happened? The type of RNA in question is called microRNA. Due to its small size, microRNAs have been studied extensively since their discovery 10 years ago. They've been linked to human diseases including cancer, Alzheimer's, and diabetes. The Chinese research provides the first example of ingested plant microRNA surviving digestion and influencing human cell function. They program your cells once they're in you, folks. That's what they do. They program your cells. It's no different, really, than how they do with fish in Canada. I was shocked when I first saw it. It was a public information documentary I watched, and you saw these people grabbing a fish every 5 seconds, going down these troughs in a factory-type situation, just touching the fish, this little pencil-shaped thing that was on a little pole, and this thing injected using E. coli is the main the thing to fix it into the fish. But it just blew, basically, through the surface this particular DNA combination, and each time the fish cells would die off and new ones would grow, it would be the new type, the new engineered type that would take over. And you're eating all this food, the RNA and everything else, affecting you as well. They know damn well what they're doing, and of course you'll end up sterile too. Most folk are already in the West, as the studies show. Back with more after this break.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Hi, folks. I'm back cutting through the matrix and talking about the manipulation of our genes, basically, through what we eat. And it's science which has been proven to do the same thing over and over and over again. Multiple studies on this. But it doesn't matter. The big boys go ahead and make us eat this altered stuff with different genes put in there, etc., etc. It's weaponized. Your food is weaponized. And it's got a good function to fulfill. It kills a lot of us off. It reduces the population, and it makes the ones who, even young men now, are sterile. Look at all the studies coming out of the UN every year. Never comment on why we're sterile. They don't care. They know why we're sterile. If there's something they were not doing and weren't aware of, it would be a crisis. But they never just, all men are now about 85% sterile now, and the stuff you hear every year coming out of the UN. There's no big deal. It's meant to be, and you know darn well what's causing it all, too. But as I said, there's a war on you, and you don't even know it. This study goes on to say that the Chinese research proves the first example of ingested plant microRNA surviving digestion and influencing human cell function. Should the research survive scientific scrutiny, it could prove a game changer in many fields. It would mean that we're eating not just vitamins, protein, and fuel, but information as well. It can record your DNA structure. The Chinese RNA study threatens to blast a major hole in Monsanto's claim. It means that DNA can code for microRNA, which can, in fact, be hazardous, and that's putting it awfully mildly. That knowledge could deepen our understanding of cross-species communication, co-evolution, and predator-prey relationships. We know who the predators are, though. It could illuminate new mechanisms for some metabolic disorders and perhaps explain how some herbal medicines function, etc., etc. And, of course, Monsanto's website states there's no need for or value in testing the safety of GM foods in humans. There you go. Isn't that amazing, eh? Isn't that amazing, too, that Monsanto had the power
two of its contacts to stop anyone testing their stuff in the West. Actually, you can't test the stuff in the West. It's illegal to test the stuff. You just see it on faith that it's good for you. Here's power, eh? Here's power on your food. The basic intake is food or you die. And this article here, too, says we incorporate genetic information from the food we eat, the new study, and it gives you as much the same as from the other one. It says the study shows that we incorporate genetic information from the food we eat and that ingested nucleic acids such as DNA and RNA can have physiological influences. The study is yet another nail in the coffin of the discredited safety assessment process for GM foods in the EU and elsewhere. These assessments do not consider the effects described. And this one goes on and on and on about the different, it's a bit more detailed, and what this actually, these things actually do to your own genes. It's quite interesting for those who care. Most of them want to munch away from chips and cookies and watch TV. But this is what's happening to us because it's planned that way. And that's why big companies have been held up to be untouchable, pretty well untouchable. And this article put up tonight, too, is on Monsanto, Blackwater, and GM crop saboteurs. I think I've already put it up. It's from 2010 initially, but it was on about how they all work together and how they go after people who attack them in any way whatsoever with incredible force and take people to court, yada, 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 bankrupt them, how they put people out of business and farming. How they even have their own spies, I mean professional spies from professionals, they're all ex-CIA, etc., and FBI, and how they infiltrate and spy on groups that are opposing Monsanto and that kind of stuff, all the dirty tricks that they play. This is like a private army inside your own country. But most of the stuff in your own country now is private, isn't it? And one article here is one on the fracking. The fracking business, of course, is to get the gas out of the ground, and there was one shocking documentary put out not long ago that gave one side of the story. There's another side of it as well, and this article here is a couple of them actually tell you how they fudged the movie and really altered your perceptions of things. It goes on about how long they've been doing the fracking, 60 years or so, and that the fact the guy who made the movie that scared everybody had to pull it eventually because it was an inconvenient truth come out. So anyway, you just don't know who to believe today unless you really go into a lot of studies. It's a Gasland movie, a fracking shame, it says. Director pulls a video to hide inconvenient truths. Josh Fox has made a documentary that makes some pretty alarming claims about gas drilling across the U.S., but as is often the case when these claims are examined, they don't stand up to scrutiny. Fox's documentary Gasland claims that fracking, with drilling for natural gas, has polluted water and endangered lives. One of the most alarming scenes is when he lights water that residents claim has been polluted by fracking has come out of the tap. It's dramatic, and at first glance seems like a slam dunk, meaning you can't disprove it, right? I mean, you can light pure water. He says, it's polluted, and there's gas drilling nearby. It must be responsible. He says, but then a little digging reveals a few inconvenient facts. 1976 study by the Colorado Division of Water found that this area was plagued with gas and the water problems back then, and it was naturally occurring. In other words, before the fracking, they already had methane stuff coming through the water. As reports stated, there was troublesome amounts of methane in the water decades before fracking began. It seems that in geographical areas, gas has always been in the water. But George Fox knew this and chose not to put it in his documentary video they put out called Gasland. So this author here asked him about the mission at a recent screening at Northwestern University in Chicago. He said that he did not include these facts that questioned his alarmism because they were not relevant. They should work for the New World Order, boys. Eh? He also dropped the bombshell that I had not been aware of, that there were media reports of people lighting their water as far back as 1936. And again, this was not included in Gasland either.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror? Or you get pulled over?
Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix, and just showing how, again, even videos or anything else, or books, whatever, can be very misleading if the author's intention is to be so. And the author of Gasland was aware that as far back as 1936, people were lighting their tap water as far back as that, because of the methane contained in it naturally. So it just goes to show you, you know, it's like the movie that movie did a long time ago. Really the wars that were going to come up. Oops, I have one called the Wag the Dog, and how the perception alters your reality, and it's on television or whatever, it must be true, right? You can't really tell. But this guy apparently deliberately kept this stuff out because he didn't think it relevant, because it wasn't relevant to his cause, which is, like, again, a greening, obviously, and the whole greening agenda, which also wants us to be positive too, by the way. They'll get funded by the big foundations. So there you go with that one. Now, this article here is quite interesting to do with naming names and who's running your government, really. And it says it's International Crisis Group. It says that, while the International Crisis Group claims to be committed to preventing and resolving deadly conflict, the reality is that they are committed to offering solutions crafted well in advance problems they themselves have created in order to perpetuate their own corporate agenda. And it's true enough, we live in an Orwellian world, that the names are often very opposite to what they actually do. There's no way to be better illustrated than in Thailand, and more recently in Egypt. ICG member Kenneth Adelman had been backing Thailand's Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, a former Carlyle Group advisor who was literally standing in front of of the CFR in New York City on the eve of its ousting from power on a 2006 military coup. Since 2006, Thaksin's meddling in Thailand had been propped up by fellow Carlisle man James Baker and his Baker-bought law firm, the Alpha Center advisor Robert Blackwell of Barber, Griffiths & Rogers, and now Robert Amsterdam's Amsterdam and Peroff, a major corporate member of the globalist Chatham House. That's the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is the parent of the CFR. This is with Thailand now mired in political turmoil led by Thaksin Shinawatra and his red shirt color revolution. This is a fact. They've got this, all these NGOs over there dressed with these red shirts, which they took from a group that were there 100 odd years ago called the Red Shirt Brigade, by the way, communist. And it says the ICG is ready with solutions in hand. These solutions generally involve tying the Thai government's hands with arguments that stopped that stopped Thaksin's subversive activities amounts to human rights abuses in hopes of allowing the globalist-backed revolution to swell beyond control. It's a color revolution, and Soros and the same guys are behind it. Soros is amazing. He's opened an office in Burma now, and he's getting a lot of agitators ready to move out of Burma, well-trained into all these different countries and keep it going. Then, of course, NATO comes in and bombs the hell out of everybody when the government tries to keep itself going. And then they're under the New World Order, too. This is the unrest in Egypt, of course, was led entirely by ICG member Mohammed El-Baradei and his U.S. State Department recruited, funded, and supported April 6th youth movement coordinated by Google's Wael Ghonim. Although unrest was portrayed as being spontaneous, fueled by the earlier Tunisian uprising, ICG's El-Baradei, Ghonim, and their youth movement had been in Egypt since 2010, assembling their National Front for Change, it was called, laying the groundwork for January 25th, 2011 uprising. ICG's George Soros would then go on to fund Egyptian NGOs, working to rewrite the Egyptian constitution after frontman El-Baradei was succeeded in removing Hosni Mubarak. The Soros-funded constitution and the resulting servile stooge government it would create represents the ICG resolving the crisis their own El-Baradei helped create. And it gives you the board members of ICG who are involved in this. George Soros, Kenneth Ottoman, Edelman, he says, Samuel Berger, Wesley Clark, Mohammed El-Baradei, Carla Hills, and notable ICG advisors are Richard Armitage, Sagi Brzezinski, Stanley Fisher, Shimon Perez, Surin Pusuan, and Fidel V. Ramos. Notable founders or parts of their supporters, as financial supporters, are Carnegie Corporation of New York, a big foundation, Hunt Alternatives Fund, Open Society Institute, Rockefeller Brothers Fund, Morgan Stanley, Deutsche Bank Group, Soros Fund Management, LLC, McKinsey and Company, Chevron, Shell. These are the companies that fund what you think are just spontaneous uprisings across the world. And it's all done through these big corporations and their armies of NGOs. And this other article, too, is on about who's running your country. It says Hillary Clinton turns to think tankers for new foreign affairs policy board. And this is getting back into technocracy where, again, experts will run you. This is all the changeover that you're seeing, living with through right now. It says that the U.S. State Department will from now on depend on permanent advisory drawn from the ranks of what it calls think tank scholars. Now, pretty well every think tank scholar is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a private organization, to remember that. The article also notes that this move is similar to the already existing Defense Policy Board at the Pentagon, and this is an effort to make the U.S. State Department more like the Defense Department, however, in which way the author is not clear. I mean, it's true, Defense Policy Board is basically a private individual's, private organization. Since the U.S. State Department literally is directing armies of protesters and their armed counterparts in the streets from Tunisia to Syria, from Belarus to Moscow, and from Myanmar to Bangkok and Malaysia, it would indeed make sense to reconfigure it into something more suitable to oversee warfare rather than diplomacy. It is the U.S. State Department from which organizations like the National Endowment for Democracy and its myriad of seditious sowing NGOs stem from and go forth manipulating foreign governments rather than dealing with them as equal sovereign states, a long-running theme pursued through the upper echelons of the globalocratic elite, it says. The board, the Washington Post describes, contains 25 members led by Brookings Institution President Strobe Talbot, former U.S. Deputy Secretary of State and Rhodes Scholar. The Washington Post then lists 10 other members drawn from these think tanks, including Nina Hashigian, Center for American Progress, Jane Harmon, Woodrow Wilson Center, Robert Kagan from the Brookings Institute, Stephen Krasner, Hoover Institution, Ellen Lapson, Simpson Center, Billy Nasner, Brookings, Tom Pickering, Brookings, it's got John Podesta, Center for American Progress, James Steinberg, Brookings, Laura Tyson, Center for American Progress. And this is, what does it mean? Corporate fascism is what it means. This is should alarm Americans to see think tank scholars guiding U.S. policy officially. Considering that these think tanks have literally wrote America's destiny for decades, regardless of who was in office and what political ideology they claimed to profess, Clinton's move to fold them into a permanent official advisory board is but a formality. The Washington Post's presentation most likely makes the average American believe their future and their nation's foreign policy are in capable scholarly hands. However, nothing could be further from the truth. This is the Brookings Institution, the Hoover Institution, Center for American Progress, the Stimson Center, Woodrow Wilson Center, are all funded by and represent the interests of the largest corporate financiers on Earth. Some like BAE, British Aerospace Engineering, not even American firms. This alarming convergence of government and corporations has a name. It's called corporate fascism. A centralized, increasingly authoritarian, autocratic oligarchy constituted of corporations, their policy think tanks, and even their own directors holding positions both within the government and throughout its various private sector peripheries, not only represents the death of America's constitutional republic, but the same alarming threat the world is faced with the rise of European fascism and Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany and Benito Mussolini's Italy. Then he goes on about the Brookings Institution. The background of is this. Within the library of the Brookings Institution, you'll find the blueprints for nearly every conflict the West has been involved with in recent memory. What's more is that while the public seem to think these crises spring up like wildfires, those following the Brookings corporate-funded studies and publications see these crises coming years in advance. They're premeditated, meticulously planned conflicts that are triggered to usher in premeditated, meticulously planned solutions to advance Brookings corporate supporters, who are numerous. The ongoing operations against Iran, including U.S.-backed color revolutions, U.S.-trained and backed terrorists inside Iran, and crippling sanctions were all spelled out in excruciating detail in the Brookings Institution's report called Which Path to Persia? The more recent UN Security Council resolution 1973 regarding Libya and canonically resembles Kenneth Pollack's March 9, 2011 Brookings report titled The Real Military Options in Libya, as far back as 1973. And then it gives you all the board members. Again, it's a who's who of who is who in America. That's just astonishing. You've got Dominic Barton, McKinsey and Company, Alan R. Batrick, Eaton Park Capital Management, Richard C. Blum, Blum Capital Partners, Abbey of Joseph Cohen, Goldman Sachs and Company. All the big players are here. I'll put these links up tonight, and you can read it for yourselves. And it's just astonishing, just for some folk to realize it's been going on for so many years. It's been going on all your life, actually, because Carl quickly mentioned that in his own books, too, about the CFR. He was the historian for the CFR. And he spelled out the whole New World Order technique, all the techniques to do with Jews, and all the corporations that were involved as members on the board, too. So they were running the country back then. He said, actually, there wasn't a president or prime minister who wasn't a member of this organization, even in under its previous name, for 60 years. I meant in the 1880s, 1890s, in Britain, America, Canada, elsewhere. This private organization's run us for pretty well 100 years, absolutely from the top down. So nothing happens by chance. Everything takes build-up. It takes planning, and these groups do all the planning. They're big, massive think tanks. They bring on strategic specialists from warfare institutions on their boards, and they plan everything years and years and years in advance. And, of course, all you have to know is you supply the guys who are out of work to fit the uniforms to go off and fight. That's all you have to know. Now, the vaccine is just amazing, too. And a great, massive agenda. Again, putting RNA, DNA, and a whole bit into into your body, and just like the fish and the animals, they can alter you as well, and they do. Remember, too, Russell also talked about using the needle to get the kind of population he desired, the kind of mentality, too, very obedient, not too bright. So this article here is about a little girl dying after a vaccination, and the parents are being gagged, they're being forbidden to talk about it. And it's in India, again, I believe, because in India it's a big testing ground. As I say, there's so much corruption there, it's easy to get anything done. And all big farmers are in there doing a lot of testing on these peasants. You wouldn't believe it. It's just something it's just a gold field for them. Homeland Security, as we all know, or should know, or always remember, are always into everything that you do. All your data is going through. They gave us a computer to collect your data. That was it. That was the reason they gave us a computer. It says the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Command Center routinely monitors dozens of popular websites, including Facebook, Twitter, Hulu, WikiLeaks, and news and gossip sites, including the Huffington Post and Drudge Report, according to a government document. Actually, I get it too. I get hit from a firewall, and I've got Fort Bragg and everything coming up in mine all every day. All different American forts. A privacy compliance review issued by the DHS last November says that since at least June 2010, this National Operations Center has been operating a social networking media capability, which involves regular monitoring of publicly available online forums, blogs, public websites, and message boards. The purpose of the monitoring, says the government document, is to collect information used in providing situational awareness and establishing a common operating picture. So there you go. That's well explained there, right? The document adds that, using more plain language, that such monitoring is designed to help DHS and its numerous agencies, which include the U.S. Secret Service and Federal Emergency Management Agency, and all its private ones too, by the way, again, to manage government responses to such events as 2010 earthquakes, etc., etc., etc. Believe you me, if there's an earthquake going on, they won't be giving a damn what you're talking about at that moment. They'll be all running for their lives. Nothing to do with that stuff. So I wouldn't read any more about that rubbish. And as I say, it's just astonishing to realize we're just little rats in a cage, aren't we, at the bottom? We're mushrooms, too. We're kept in the dark and fed, you know what. Just dumped on top of us all the time. And I've talked, too, about it's a war. You understand there is a deliberate war. It's not happenstance. It's just not little left-wingers or little right-wingers or whatever doing this. No, this is a total war by a group who've been around for a long time. Look to society, and everything makes society work. And what makes it work makes it strong. And if you are at war, or you're going to war with that society, you must look at every Achilles heel it has and exploit it and bring it down and ruin it completely. That's why such a vast amount of it is to do with destroying all your culture. And it's done incrementally, bit by bit by bit, until, you know, you're corrupted too and you don't know it because everybody else around you is as well. You think it's all normal. I've talked too about how you're indoctrinated as well through all the video games that were all put out initially and still today for the military to desensitize them from killing anybody they're told to kill. That's got so much worse from then. I've read articles here about the latest ones. You can get your own slave now. You know, you get a little female that follows you around and you've got a collar on her and you can shock her and do anything you want with her. And that's how they degrade society. We're past sadomasochism now. We're actually so contaminated, we're down in the sewer. But this article here is called Disgusting Video is a Recruitment Tool for the Taliban. In other words, the Taliban should be using it. This is outrage across the world after footage emerges showing U.S. troops urinating on dead Afghan bodies. It says the anonymous person who put it online wrote, "Scouts, Sniper Team 4 with 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines, out of Camp Lejeune, peeing on dead Talibans." This footage showing American soldiers urinating on dead Taliban bodies has sparked outrage across the world. I don't think it would. The occasional cow would look up from chomping the grass and maybe moo a bit, but most folk aren't even shocked with anything today, especially youngsters. With Afghanistan's leaders labeling it as a recruitment tool for the Taliban, disgusting and highly reprehensible 40-second clip shows four men in combat gear standing over three corpses with their genitals exposed as they relieve themselves. Well, I'll tell you another thing too, folks. See, normal guys don't expose their genitals to each other. Just to let you know, if you haven't thought of that already. Since the men can be heard joking, "Have a great day, buddy," golden like a shower, and yeah, and groan with relief whilst urinating. Certain sects of Ben will do that golden shower stuff. It has sparked anger from Afghans, with top negotiator from President Hamad Karzai's High Peace Council, Arsala Rahmani, saying it will have a very, very bad impact on peace efforts. And he added, looking at such action, the Taliban can easily recruit young people and tell them their country's been attacked by Christians and Jews, and they must defend it. It's actually barbarians it's attacked by. And one group actually made them into barbarians. Put it that way. It's not clear if the corpses belong to civilians or insurgents. It wouldn't matter. Engaged in combat, although the film does appear to have been shot in Afghanistan. Films pressed and posted include the captions, Scout Team Number 4, 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines, Camp Ajoun, Team on the Taliban, etc. And there's a lot more after this on this article. Back with more after this break.
The Empower Network has already generated over $1.5 million of 100% commissions in its first 5 weeks of operation. And the money just keeps on growing. Do you want your unfair share? Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com. Do not let the economy or the job market determine your success. Now you can surf the waves of wealth with a few clicks to the Empower Network. Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. Join today and learn how to get your first 100% commission deposited directly into your bank account. Are you ready for your personal game changer? Are you ready to earn 100% commissions? You need to immediately take advantage of the biggest opportunity you may ever have. Just go to 9OccupyWealth.com. All the information is on the website, 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says fight back, because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high-deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
I'll go to Judy from Florida. She's there. Are you there, Judy?
Alan?
Yes.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I waited a while to talk to you, and I am definitely a patriot in the United States who, after the enactment of the NDAA, I'm a little nervous only because, you know, I'm vocal, and, you know, I do follow through on trying to talk to organizations and other people in and out of my network about important issues. And I have children, and, you know, I don't anticipate that anything could actually happen to me or, you know, people that I know. But, I mean, with the NDAA and, you know, the Stop Online Piracy Act, things of that nature, I mean, they're trying to shut us down.
Oh, yeah.
Those that are free thinkers and you know, want the Republic back. And, I mean, you're one of the people that I appreciate the most as far as the extent of your research and what you know historically in documentation over decades, if not centuries, is what's led us to this point. And I, you know, I've been informing myself for well over a decade now, I mean, before the events of 9/11. And I asked when I saw the towers go down in real time, I wondered out loud to myself, I was like, why didn't the building just break off at the top where the impact occurred? Because I you know, didn't know about temperatures of jet fuel or anything, but I didn't think that, you know, it was logical that this whole building would tumble down. I knew that steel would be much stronger than that.
Yeah.
And you said, I mean, I've questioned a lot of things over many years, and, you know, I wish I had the dedication or the time for the research that, you know, men and women like you have done. But it's like, I know enough to know that I know the sinister nature of the people that, you know, are in control. I understand what, you know, a lot of what their belief systems are. And, you know, it's enough to really give me pause.
Yeah.
And I really don't understand if it's not for the fluoride in the water and, you know, the wanton ignorance and just the complicity of these things, how people can allow all of this evil to keep unfolding.
Yeah, yeah. Massive conditioning is one, but also, you're quite right, they have prepared long in advance the society that they wanted to be around at that time. They've dumbed us down. We're very stupid, as opposed to people 50 years ago. We're poisoned. There's no doubt about it. Our IQ has dropped officially. The new one is 6 points or 7 points lower than the old one. Same test, and we are entertained to death until a lot of people can't tell fact from fiction anymore. In fact, it's almost like living through a sci-fi movie that they're making 20 years ago about the future society. We're living through it today. That's what it's like, and they can't tell the difference. So they always prepare the ground long before they make the attack, and they certainly did it with that. But the telltale sign is in the stuff, the documentation to see if our product, the 70s, the coming wars with all the Middle Eastern countries mentioned, and then in the New American Century list, 90s, exactly the same one as Obama's falling through with today. So the proof is all there. But thanks for calling, and call again and for more time. From Hamish and Self, to your Canada, it's good night, and your God, your God's soul with you.
The next